感谢主，让我们在这个周末也可以在这里一同相聚。
We thank the Lord that He granted us this opportunity to be gathered together this weekend.
主让我能有机会再见到弟兄姊妹，心里面实在充满喜乐。
The Lord enabled me to see all the brothers and sisters here, and my heart is full of joy.
弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次啊，我的负担呢是要从彼得前书和大家交通这个魂的 得救。
As you know, I want to share with you the salvation of the souls through 1 Peter.
我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Initially, I would like to have you join with me to read some of the words from the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开彼得前书第一章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
我知道早晨晨更的时候啊，很多弟兄姊妹已经把这段话读过了。
I know that during morning watch, a lot of the brothers and sisters have read this passage.
但是我们还要把它再读一下。
But we want to read it again.
我们从第一节先读到第九节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse
9. 中文的先啊，然后请我姊妹用英文读。
I will read in Chinese first, then the sister will read in English.
彼得前书第一章第一节到第九节。耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、皮推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩，因此你们是大有喜乐。但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今却不得看见，却因信他就说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。这里灵魂这个字啊，应该翻作是魂，就是魂的救恩。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1 through 9. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, that you may obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood. May grace and peace be yours in fullest measure. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. Here, Brother Sun reminded the Chinese speakers that salvation is with respect to the soul, not the soul and spirit as in the Chinese version.
22。因为你们基因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心。这里的原文呢，应该是洁净了你们的魂，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Verse 22 of chapter 1. Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls, here in the English it is correct, but in the Chinese he's correcting the thing about cleansing your heart. Purified your souls for a sincere love for the brother and fervently love one another from the heart.
第二章第十一节.
Chapter 2, verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 你们是客旅, 是寄居的。 我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。这里的灵魂，原文也是魂。
Chapter 2, verse 11. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts, which wage war against the soul. Brother Sun corrected the Chinese version against that the waging war is against the soul, not the soul and spirit as in Chinese.
第25节
Verse 25
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。这里的灵魂也是魂子。
Chapter 2, verse 25 For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Again, he's referring to the Chinese version about soul and spirit. It should be souls.
第4章第19节
Chapter 4, verse 19
所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂，也就是魂，交于那信实的造化之主。
Chapter 4, verse 19 Therefore let those who suffer according to the will of God entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. Brother Sun again reminded the Chinese speakers, it is just the souls.
我们知道使徒彼得在他晚年的时候写了两封书信。
We know that Peter in his old age wrote two letters.
这两封书信呢, 都是非常成熟的书信。
Both of these two letters are very mature writings.
我们可以从这书信里面看见使徒保罗
From both of these letters, we can see that the Apostle Paul has reached full maturity in terms of his life, his experience, and his knowledge of the Lord.
我们很稀奇啊, 因为彼得呢, 是一个打鱼的人。
We really marvel at this because Peter was just a fisherman.
他没有受过多少的教育。
He had not attained much education.
但是在他晚年的时候,
However, in his old age,
他却能用非常成熟的这个话把主的心意写出来。
However, in his old age, he could use very mature words and fully express the Lord's heart's desire.
他的话又清楚又明亮。
And his words were clear and crystal clear.
因为我们知道彼得在这里的说话不是用他的头脑。
Because we know that Peter was not relying on his own head knowledge or his own wisdom when he wrote these words.
特别在彼得前书里面,
Particularly in 1 Peter.
彼得是透过他的经历说话。
Peter was speaking through his own experiences.
也就是说,他所说的就是他所示的。
In other words, whatever he spoke, that he was.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道今天呢, 如果我们的说跟我们所示的能够一致,
We know that if what we speak is in accordance with what we are,
这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
This is already a very precious thing.
我们很多时候很惭愧就是我们所说的并不是我们所示的。
A lot of times we're put to shame because what we speak are not what, who we are.
而彼得呢，完全是透过他的经历，那么来说话。
But Peter, on the other hand, was truly speaking through his own experiences.
并且他能够说得这么清楚，这么明亮。
And he was speaking it with such clarity.
这真是非常的宝贵。
This is truly very precious.
所以这些话对当时在那些苦难中的圣徒是非常大的安慰。
So these words became great comfort to the saints who were in great affliction at the time.
他也给了他们有非常好的一个教导。
He also gave them very great teaching.
叫他们知道为什么他们会遭遇这些情况。
He also told them how, why they face these circumstances.
我们在彼得前书里面
In 1 Peter.
特别感觉到彼得对主的救恩有一个非常深切的认识。
Particularly in 1 Peter, we realize that Peter had a very profound understanding of the salvation of God.
彼得有几十年的跟随主的经历。
Peter at that time has the experience of having followed the Lord for several decades.
到他年老的时候。
But at his old age,
他对于主在他身上的救恩，他有一个非常深切的认识。
In his old age, he had a very profound understanding of the salvation that the Lord had done in him.
其实彼得前书第一章第二节
In reality, verse 2 of chapter 1 of 1 Peter,
他提到四件重要的事情。
He mentioned four vital things.
这四件重要的事情呢，其实就是一个完全成熟的思想。
These four things encompass a complete and mature thought.
特别是关乎到主的救恩。
As it relate to the salvation of the Lord.
那么这四件事是什么呢？
What are these four things?
在这里第一个他讲到是父被父神的先见所拣选。
So first, in verse 2, he mentioned chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
就是父按照他的先见预先的知道而拣选。
According to the foreknowledge of God, he predestined to choose us.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知不知道我们蒙神的拣选呢？是神预先知道我们而拣选我们。
Brothers and sisters, do we know that we've been chosen by God because of His foreknowledge?
所以后面彼得就讲到这是神的大怜悯。
So later on, Peter mentioned that this is God's great mercy in verse 3.
我们有很多基督徒啊。
We have many Christians.
对于这个神的恩典不够认识。
We do not have enough understanding of this grace.
甚至有很多蒙恩多年的圣徒常常想啊。
So to the certain extent that many saints who have been saved for, by grace for many years, they would think this way.
神拣选我会不会拣选错了？
Maybe God made a mistake when he chose me.
将来也许有一天我们到了神跟前的时候说对不起我拣选错了。
when we go to his presence on that day and he said to us, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, go away.
保罗彼得告诉我们你放心。
Peter said, don't worry.
神预先知道你是什么人而拣选你的。
God knew way back when what you are, who you are. Therefore, He chose you.
我就感谢神的大恩典。
Whenever I think about this, I am really thankful to Him for His great mercy.
神从来不会拣选错误的。
God would never have made a wrong choice.
所以有很多人讲说，哎呀，我的拣选呢，大概是个偶然的，是个运气。
A lot of people would say, maybe my choosing by God is just accidental, is just by chance.
我曾经听过有人这样说。
I've heard some people say this.
他说啊，你看这个世界上人这么多啊。
You see all these people in this world?
像今天早晨这里坐了弟兄姊妹，你们谁是谁，我也搞不清楚。
Like here, we have a lot of brothers and sisters sitting here, I don't know who is who.
那么呢，也许他说神的大手啊。在这个世界中这么一捞，我凑巧被捞上来。
So some people would say that maybe the great hand of God, they're just like, you know, going to grab some people and then by chance I'm grasped by God.
运气非常好被捞起来。
So I'm very lucky and I got grasped by God.
我常常有时候在
很多城市里面站在那很多成千上万的人群中间的时候啊。
A lot of times when I was standing in front of tens and thousands of people.
哎呀，我里面就充满了感恩呐。
My heart is full of gratitude.
说主啊，这么多的人，为什么我蒙恩呢？
Lord, there's so many people out there. Why have I attained this grace?
弟兄姊妹们。
Friends and sisters.
彼得到晚年时候告诉我们。
Peter told us this in his old age.
这是神的大怜悯。
This is God's great mercy in verse 3.
神是预先知道你是什么人而拣选你的。
It is he already foreknew who you were and then he chose you.
这是神一个伟大的拣选。
This is a great and awesome choosing by God.
我们永远感谢我们的主。
Forever and ever we should be grateful to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹你也可以放心。
Brothers and sisters, you can also be well assured.
圣经告诉我们神的选召是没有后悔的。
The Bible tells us that the choosing of God is irrevocable.
并且他爱我们爱我们到底。
And then he also loves us and loves us to the uttermost.
这不是神的大怜悯吗？
Isn't this God's great mercy?
所以每一个基督徒对于主的这个救恩都应当存着感恩的心。
So every single Christian ought to have a heart of gratitude toward the salvation of the Lord.
彼得到晚年时候他有这样的一个领会。
And therefore Peter came to this comprehension in his old age.
何其宝贵。
It is so precious.
那么第二件事情
Secondly,
他说呢是借圣灵得成圣洁。
In verse 2, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
那我们知道神救我们灵魂身体神都拯救。
We know that when God saved us, it is the salvation of body, soul, and spirit.
并且主要使我们的灵魂身体都能够得成圣洁。
Also, the Lord wants to sanctify our body, soul, and spirit entirely.
而在这个救恩的里面更重要的一个部分就是魂的成圣。
However, in this salvation, the key component part is the salvation of the souls.
第三件事情
Thirdly,
他说呢以致顺服耶稣基督。
In verse 2 again, that you may obey Jesus Christ.
我们都知道神的儿子就是神永远的旨意。
We know that the Son of God is his eternal purpose.
我们基督徒要顺服耶稣基督非常重要。
It is very vital for Christians, to obey Jesus Christ.
如果我们能顺服耶稣基督
If we can obey Jesus Christ,
我们就能达到神荣耀旨意的托付。
We can achieve the entrustment by God of his eternal purpose.
我想有经验的弟兄姊妹都知道。
We know brothers and sisters who have some experience would all know.
在基督徒属灵经历里面顺服是一个最难学的功课。
In your spiritual experiences, the most difficult lesson to learn is obedience.
如果我们都能够完全顺服耶稣基督
If we can perfectly obey Jesus Christ,
那么神的旨意就得成就了
Then the will of God would be accomplished.
我们都知道我们这一生跟随主
We know that we follow the Lord all our days.
顺服是何等不容易的一件事情
However, it is so hard for us to obey Him.
说是若有人能顺服耶稣基督这是神最大的荣耀。
If someone can obey Jesus Christ, that is the greatest glory of God.
但这是在主的救恩里面，要使我们有一天要达到。
This is something that God would accomplish in us one day in His glory.
那么第四件事情
Fourthly,
就是蒙他的血所洒的人。
Which is also found in verse 2, that we are sprinkled with His blood.
为什么彼得要讲这件事情呢？
Why would Peter mention this?
因为我们在持续的属灵的生活里
Because in our spiritual life in continuation
只有主的血是我们最大的保护
Only his precious blood is our greatest protection
所以今生今世在地上
So we live on this earth in this life
我们有多少的错误
We have committed so many errors
我们得罪神得罪人
We offended God and we offend men
若是没有主的血啊
If it weren't for the precious blood of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，我们没有办法蒙到神的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, we could not have been blessed by the Lord.
在旧约圣经里面
，In the Old Testament,
那么，我想弟兄姊妹如果熟悉利未记
，If you're familiar with Leviticus,
利未记里面就是这样的话说呢，这个活物的魂是在血里面。
The Leviticus mentioned that the life of the animal is in its blood.
所以为什么主的血 能够拯救我们呢？
Why is it that the blood of the Lord can save us?
主流血就主把他自己的魂倒出来了。
When the Lord shed his blood, he poured out his soul.
所以这很简单就讲到主是以魂救魂的。
In other words, the Lord is using his own soul to save our souls.
我想这个后面，主若许可，后面我们要详细地讲到这个点。
Later on, we would cover this point in detail.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在彼得前书第一章第二节里面有四件重要事情。
So we see that there are four vital things in chapter 1 verse 2 in 1 Peter.
这四件事情呢 其实就是神完备的救恩。
This four things constitute the perfect salvation of God.
其实这四件事情呢，这四件事
These four things
就是彼得前书的总纲。
Some is the sum of the entire 1 Peter.
那么后面呢，就是彼得解释这四件事情。
Later on in 1 Peter, it's all in a further explanation of these four things.
所以这样就很能明白整个彼得前书在说什么。
So you can fully understand what 1 Peter is all about.
所以我们真的是很稀奇啊。
So we are truly amazed.
这个没有受过多少教育的一个打鱼的人。
This fisherman who has not had much education at all.
到他晚年的时候，他对主的救恩居然有这么清楚明亮的认识。
In his old age, he has such a crystal clear understanding of the salvation of the Lord.
他用很清楚的话把主的救恩解释给我们听。
He explained the salvation of the Lord with very clear words to us.
这实在是一个极大的恩典。
This is truly a great grace.
那么我们先来看一看神的这个救恩。
So let's first study the salvation of God.
彼得告诉我们这是神的大怜悯。
Peter says that this is God's great mercy in verse 3.
他重生了我们。
That we were born again.
让我们做神的儿女。
That we can be children of God.
在这个重生的里面，
In this being born again,
有几件重要的事情。
There are several important things that would take place.
他说第一个我们可以得着一个活泼的盼望。
First, we'll have this living hope.
这个活泼的盼望是我们中文的翻译。其实活泼的盼望就是活的盼望。
So the Chinese translation of living is not conveying the right connotation.
那个意思就是说,
it's a lively hope.
就在我们无可盼望的时候人就有盼望。
In other words, when we cannot have hope, we still have hope.
我不知道在我们的经历中有没有碰到一种的情况，来到一种的情形，真是整个盼望都没有了。
I don't know if you have experienced this, but you encounter a situation where you truly have no hope.
我们晓得人活在地上是因着盼望，对吧？
We know that man lives on this earth because of hope.
如果你活得没盼望，那你就活不下去了。
If you don't have hope in your life, you can't continue on.
有的时候我们真是来到个绝望的光景了，真是觉得活不下去了。
Sometimes we truly get to a condition where it's hopeless. We feel like we cannot continue to live on.
但是感谢神。
However, we thank God.
在我们蒙恩得救的人身上，
we who have been saved by grace.
神给了我们一个活的盼望。
God has given us a living hope.
无论在你什么绝望的光景中，他都叫你有盼望。
Regardless in what hopelessness you might be in, he will always give you a living hope. This is such a precious thing.
一个人活在盼望里面是才活得有力量，对不对？
If you live in hope, then you are leading a life of strength.
所以我们的主永远是使我们有盼望。
So our Lord will continuously forever give us a hope.
这是我们得救的人所蒙到的恩典。
This is we who have been saved by grace. This is the grace we receive.
那么第二件事情呢，告诉我们呢？
Secondly,
我们呢可以得着天上的产业。
We can gain in verse 4 this inheritance in heaven.
我们知道在圣经里面产业也是一个非常宝贵的思想。
We know that in the Bible, inheritance is also a very important concept.
我们天上的父亲呢，他拥有整个的万有。
Our Heavenly Father owns all.
他非常的丰富。
He is abundance himself.
所以他为着每一个神的儿女都预备产业。
So for every single child of his, he has prepared an inheritance.
在旧约时代，
in the Old Testament.
神带领以色列百姓进迦南地。
God led the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
那是一个预表的说明。
That is just a typology.
以色列十二个支派都有产业。
Every one of the 12 tribes in Israel had possessions. Every family had an inheritance.
每一个神的儿女都有产业。
Every single child of God has an inheritance.
所以今天神也给我们有丰富的产业。
So today God has also given us an abundant inheritance.
不过呢，这个产业是在天上。
However, this inheritance is in the heavens.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，如果今生今世你在地上贫穷啊，你是暂时贫穷。
So if in this day and age in your life, if you're poor, you're only poor temporarily.
我们有首诗歌唱得很好啊。
We have this hymn that portrays this well.
他说我今已经成为富豪，每个弟兄姊妹都是富豪。
The song talks about I am rich, and so we're all rich.
在诗篇第十六篇里面
，Psalm 16 says，
大卫告诉我们。
David tells us,
他说我们的产业坐落在佳美之处。
Our inheritance fall in beautiful places.
神给他儿女的产业都是最好的。
Whatever inheritance that God has given to his children are of course the best.
并且他是用神量给我们的地界。
And then he has measured it with lines.
你知道在旧约时代中啊，量大的东西才用绳子。
You know, in the Old Testament, only when you are measuring big things, you use lines.
小的东西是用杆子量的。
If you, you measure small things, you only use yards.
所以你将来每一个人的产业都是用绳子量的。
In the future, all your inheritance will be measured by lines.
我常常有时候读圣经呢，读到这里，哇，我里面就开始兴奋起来了。
Every time when I read about Psalm 16, I'm excited.
我不晓得你兴不兴奋。
I don't know if you're excited.
我看弟兄姊妹好像一脸茫
然。I see all of you with blank faces.
你知不知道你将来是富豪啊
？Do you know that you're going to be a millionaire?
哇，你不得了，不是 millionaire 啊，这个。
Rich.
那个太少了。啊，这个产业是你无法想象的。
This inheritance is something you cannot imagine.
所以今天呢，老实讲，地上主给我们这些物质的产业是暂时借给你用的啦。
So all these possessions, earthly possessions that God has given you, is only for your temporary use.
我们都知道，我们死的时候什么都带不去，对不对呀
？We all know that when we die, we can't bring anything with us.
我常讲，这是我的衣服，真的你的衣服吗
？A lot of times I say, this is my clothing. Is it truly your clothing?
你走的时候你也带不去。
When you leave, you can't take it with you.
所以暂时借给你用。
It's just on loan temporarily for your use.
所以不需要羡慕人家地上物质的丰富。
So you do not need to envy other people's abundant earthly possessions.
你看人家住大房子，看人家开好车，要感谢主，暂时给他用用。
If you see other people who are living in nice mansions and good wheels, it's just for temporary use by those people.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒应该活得更自由。
So, brothers and sisters, we Christians should really live in greater liberty.
生活中不需要斤斤计较。
We don't need to nitpick in life.
你看，你如果有这样对救恩的看见，你里面是多么的开阔呢？
If you had this vision of salvation, you would be greatly expanded within.
并且，那个天上的产业是什么？不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残的。
Also, this inheritance in verse 4 says that it is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
哇，那是永远的产业。
This is an inheritance that is of eternal value.
这是每一个蒙恩得救人的福分。
This is the blessing of every single one who has been saved by grace.
啊，是存在天上。
It is reserved in heaven.
真是太好了。
This is indeed too good.
在我的生活里啊。
In my life,
当然我也有一些产业了。
Of course, I have some possessions too.
不过呢，现在我因为明白主的恩典，我知道这些都是暂时东西，丢掉也无所谓。
I do know that these are all temporary things, and if I lose them, I lose them.
但是在我的生活中，有一件东西我最怕丢掉。
But there's one thing in my life that I'm very scared of losing them.
啊，就是我这些侍奉主很多年了。
Because I've served the Lord many years.
啊，我。讲了很多道，写了很多纲要，收集了很多资料。
So I preached a lot, and I've written a lot of outlines, and I've collected a lot of data.
所以我家里面呢，好几箱的这些讲道纲要。
So I in my house I have boxes of these outline, sermon outlines.
我最怕这个东西掉了。
I am very scared that my outlines are lost.
我说有一天这个东西失掉的话呢，哎呀，这个你要找回来不容易。
One day if I were to have lost my outlines, it is hard to gather them back.
所以我们弟兄们中间呢，有很多人学电脑的。
So among us, there are a lot of computer geeks.
他说，孙弟兄啊，你放心，有一个方法可以保存的。
Brother son, there's one way to preserve this for you.
我说怎么保存呢
？So I said, how do you preserve this for me?
他说你把它存在云端。
They say, save your outlines in the cloud.
iCloud 对不对
？iCloud
存在云端。
Save them in the iCloud.
哎呦，我想啊。原来这个东西还可以存在，我以为是在卫星上。
So I thought you would send my outlines to some satellite.
那么后来我才知道，不是在，不是，也不是在天上啊。
I realized.
不知道在什么地方的。
So I realized it's not in the sky. I don't know where.
所以弟兄姊妹，地上的东西啊，无论你存在哪里也不行。
So for things that is.On the earth, no matter where you save it, it's not going to make do.
所以神给我们的产业是存在天上。
However, the inheritance that God has given us is reserved in heaven for us.
这真是极大的福分。
This is a great blessing indeed.
那彼得告诉我们。
Peter told us.
这些都是我们蒙恩得救人将来一定要得着的福分。
These are the blessings that people who have been saved by grace will surely attain.
他说，但是今天呢？
How about today?
我们是活在信心的里面。
Today we lead a life of faith.
所以一个基督徒一得救之后，我们所过的生活就是信心的生活。
So a Christian, the moment he's been saved by grace, he leads a life of faith.
那彼得鼓励我们。
Peter encouraged us in this manner.
他说你在信心中，你要知道你是一定能得着的。
You should have this assurance that you will surely get this in faith.
弟兄姊妹，你有这个信心吗
？Francisers, do you have this faith?
你相信这个，你一定得着吗
？Do you believe that you will surely get this?
我们看见今天很多基督徒都不大相信。
We see that a lot of many Christians don't really quite believe this.
所以彼得要鼓舞我们。
Therefore, Peter wants to encourage us.
你要坚信主能保守。
You need to have this assurance of faith that.God will protect you.
彼得告诉我们，你一定能得着。
Peter says you will surely get this.
不过彼得也告诉我们呢，信心的生活要经过很多的试验。
But Peter also told us that a life of faith will also face many trials.
所以神呢，有时候要看我们到底有没有信心呢，神要试验试验我们。
So God may test us to see whether we really have faith or not, and He gives us trials.
所以信心的生活就是一个考验的生活。
So a life of faith is indeed a life of trials.
是有苦难。
There is affliction.
神许可很多的苦难临到我们。
God has allowed many afflictions to befall us in order to test our faith.
所以如果我们今世在地上能够活在信心的里面。
So if in this day and age in life you can live in faith.
他说将来你要得到称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Therefore, in verse 7, he says that you will result in praise and glory and honor.
当然，这个不仅是将来一个荣耀的盼望。
This is not only a future hope and glory.
他也讲到今天很多活在信心里面的人呢。
He also says that many people who are living in faith now.
因为信他里面就有大喜乐。
Today in verse 8 it says that because they have faith, they have joy inexpressible.
啊，虽然我们看不见他。
Even though we do not see him.
因为信他。
Because we believe him.
我们就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
This is in verse 8. You greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
彼得是这样的。
This is the way Peter was.
我们有这样的经历吗
？Do we have this experience?
我们真的因为相信他，常常里面有说不出来满足的大喜乐吗
？Are we truly like Peter? Because we believe in him, we have joy inexpressible and full of glory.
并且是满有荣光的大喜乐。
It is also a joy full of glory.
所以我们要懂得什么是信心的生活。
So we need to understand what this life of faith really is.
所以彼得。在彼得前书第一章第九节说出一句非常重要的话。
Therefore, Peter uttered this very important concept in verse 9.
这句话希望我们弟兄姊妹牢记。
I hope that all our brothers and sisters will firmly remember this verse.
这句话解释了信心生活中间各样的难处。
This verse explains all the difficulties you'll encounter in the life of faith.
他说信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
In verse 9, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
我请弟兄姊妹，中文弟兄姊妹跟我讲一遍，英文等一下讲一遍，好不好？
I ask the Chinese speakers to follow on in Chinese.
信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
So in English, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道什么是魂吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we know what a soul is?
我们的魂就是我们的心思，我们的情感，我们的意志和我们的感觉。
So our soul is our thought, our mind, our emotions and our feelings.
我们天天的生活都是我怎么想的，我喜欢什么，我怎么决定，我怎么感觉，对不对呢？
So every day of our lives, we are thinking aboutThis is what I desire, this is what I think, this is what I prefer, this is how I decide.
我们天天都活在这个情况里。
Every day we live in this condition.
那个就是我们的魂。
That is our soul.
我们知道主的救恩呢，这个灵要拯，灵是他拯救的。
We know that with respect to the salvation, he has already saved our spirit.
这个你不需要付任何代价。
You do not have to pay any price for the salvation of your spirit.
你得救的那个时候，神把一个新的生命给你。
When you are saved by grace, God gives you a new life.
你新生命一进来，你的里面的灵就活过来了。
This new life enters into you, your spirit is reborn.
圣经称它为新灵。
And the Bible calls it the new spirit.
那么呢，主不仅拯救我们的灵，也要拯救我们的魂。
Not only would he want to save your spirit, he also wants to save your soul.
神也要拯救我们的身体。
And God also wants to save our body.
但是今生即使在地上呢，主的救恩在我们身上最重要一个工作就是拯救我们的魂。
But in this day and age in our lives, the most important work of God is to, for the salvation of our souls.
我们也知道今天在我们魂里面的光景，神的救恩遇见是最困难的一个点。
We also know that in our soulish realm, this is the most difficulties would arise.
所以彼得告诉我们，信心的生活是为了达到魂的得救。
So Peter told us that we lead a life of faith for the precise reason of the salvation of our souls.
因为我们一般的弟兄姊妹们呢，我们常常想象信心的效果是什么
？So a lot of times when we think about the outcome of the faith, what is it?
难处得解决，对不对
？Our difficulties are resolved.
你。心里向往的事情得成就。
Whatever you think a desire in your heart is accomplished for you.
你的病得医治。
Your illness has been healed.
我们大部分人讲，当你有难处，我们说你要有信心。
Anytime we encounter difficulties, we say have faith.
你要祷告。
Pray.
相信主。
Believe in the Lord.
解决你的难处。
The Lord will resolve your difficulties.
但在事实的环境里面呢
？However, in reality,
我们看见很多时候我们祷告了半天，难处没解决。
A lot of times we pray and pray and pray, and our difficulties are not resolved.
有的时候人生病，我们为他祷告，我们运用信心，我们说这个主的话说了啊，因他所受的鞭伤就得医治，你也得医治。
And a lot of times when we're sick, we pray and pray and pray, and we quote the words from the Lord, by his scourgings, we have been healed. You be healed.
结果我们祷告了半天，我们又进食用了弄半天，没有得救，没有一病没有得医治。
However, we prayed and prayed, we even fast and prayed, and the illness is still not healed.
或者我们心中想要成就一件事情，祷告了半天，主也没有我们成就。
Or there's something that our heart desire, and then the Lord, and we prayed, and the Lord did not accomplish what we desire.
所以因此很多基督徒有什么样的反应呢？
So what is a common reaction of some Christians?
有很多人会运用主啊，主啊，因为大概我的信心不够，太小。
So Lord, my faith is too small. Give me a greater faith.
主也没给你大信心。
And the Lord did not give you a greater faith.
甚至有的人就说，哎呀，主不听我的祷告。
Or somebody would even say, the Lord did not hear my prayer.
甚至有很多基督徒说，主根本不爱我。
And some Christians even say, the Lord doesn't love me.
我祷告他也没有听。
I pray and he doesn't listen to me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在信心的运用上不够明白什么心意。
We do not clearly understand the heart desire of God when we exercise our faith.
记得彼得的话。
Please remember Peter's words.
彼得说什么？
What did Peter say?
信心的果效是魂的得救。
The salvation of your souls is the outcome of your faith.
我们知道我们的主会帮助我们的。
We know our Lord will help us.
他有医治的能力的。
He has the power to heal.
他能够帮我们解决难处的。
He can solve our difficulties.
他也能成就我们的心愿。
He can also accomplish our heart's desire.
但是他有的时候为什么不成就呢？
However, why is it that he sometimes doesn't do it?
弟兄姊妹，因为什么呢？神要我们这个信心的果效最后达到是魂的得救。
Because God wants to accomplish the salvation of our souls as the outcome of our faith.
主不是不听你的祷告。
It is not that the Lord does not listen to your prayers.
主听你的祷告。
The Lord has heard your prayers.
但主看见信心有更重要的果效，是你的魂得救。
But the Lord sees that there's a greater purpose and outcome of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul.
所以我们看见有很多基督徒生病的祷告。那主医治了他的身体，结果他也不爱主。
So we see that a lot of people, they are sick and they pray and the Lord heals their sickness and then they don't turn out to love the Lord.
那么这个医治有什么益处呢？
So what is the benefit of this healing?
他的魂没有改变。
His soul has not been changed.
没有达到信心真实的果效，你知道吗？
He has not achieved the true outcome of faith.
有时候主把你的难处解决了。
Sometimes the Lord resolves your difficulties.
哎呀，我们呢就把主忘记了。
Then we forget about the Lord.
所以你这个也没有多大的意义。
So there's no significance there either.
所以很多时候主没听我们的祷告。
So a lot of times when the Lord does not listen to our prayers.
因为主什么？要叫你的魂得救。
Because the Lord wants to accomplish the salvation of your soul.
所以你就要感谢主。
So you need to thank the Lord.
我举个例子说明一下。
Let me give you an example.
我的岳母，她现在已经到主那里去了。
This is about my mother-in-law. She's already been with the Lord.
她是一个爱主的姊妹。
She was a sister who loved the Lord.
但是呢，她很平常。
But she was a very ordinary person.
她也不是什么属灵人呐、啊、什么的。
She's also by no means a spiritual person.
她后来得做食道癌。
Later on, she got esophageal cancer.
哎呀，那个很受苦。
She has suffered much.
当然了，我们全家都很爱她，关心她，就拼命地为她祷告。
Our entire family truly loved her and cared for her, and we really prayed for her.
教会中有很多弟兄姊妹为她祷告。
And there were many brothers and sisters in the church who prayed for her.
到最后，她还是癌症死了。
Eventually, she still died of cancer.
但是你知道吗？
But you know what?
在她病很重的时候。
When she was gravely ill.
有一天我到她家里去看她。
One day, I visited her in her house.
那时候我们雇了一个人呢，照顾她。
At the time, we hired help to take care of her.
那么这个照顾她的人，就是想她坐在那里可能很无聊啊，就把电视打开让她看电视。
The help wanted to be nice to her and thought that maybe she needs to pass time, so they turned on the TV for her.
所以那天我去看她的时候。
So that day when I paid a visit to her,
她已经身体非常衰弱。
Her body was very, very frail.
讲话声音也很微弱。
And her voice was also very frail.
所以我到她面前跟我讲话。
So I went right up to her and she said to me,
我就把耳朵贴她嘴边。
So I leaned forward to her mouth to clearly hear her.
她叫我的名字，她说果陀啊，我告诉你。
Godwin, I tell you.
她说呢，我根本就不喜欢这些东西。
I have no interest in these things.
他说，我的心现在只爱耶稣。
I only love Jesus.
哇，你知道，他这个微小的声音在我耳边像打雷一样的。
And her very weak voice was like thunder in my ears.
哇，我里面很震撼，因为你知道，像这种话呢，通常都是很多爱主啊、属灵的人在讲的。我只爱耶稣，对吧？
I was very stunned because these words, like I only love Jesus, would only be uttered by very spiritual people.
所以从他的口中说出来说，我现在只爱耶稣。
And from her mouth, she said, "I only love Jesus."
主没有听我们的祷告医治他。
The Lord did not hear our prayers to heal her.
但是主借着这个疾病，把他的魂炼得纯净。
However, through this illness, God has make her soul unadulterated.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要记得彼得的话。
Remember the words of Peter.
信心的果效是魂的救恩。
The salvation of your souls is the outcome of faith.
这就解释了很多的情况，为什么有很多时候主没有听我们的祷告。
And this provides many explanations as to why the Lord did not hear our prayers.
不是你的信心没有用。
It is not that you have not exercised your faith.
因为神更重视的是我们里面魂的这个得救。
But more importantly, God pays more attention to your soul.
哎呀，彼得在晚年的时候啊。
Peter in his old age.
你看一下他对主的救恩的认识是多么的透彻。
And his understanding of the salvation of the Lord is so thorough.
很奇妙的，这句话记在圣经里面，记得差不多2000年。
Amazingly, these words were recorded in the Bible for over 2,000 years.
但是在神的百姓中啊。
However, in God's people,
很多运用信心都没看见自己圣经，奇怪了。
A lot of people, when they exercise their faith, they did not see this verse.
所以有一次当我读到这句话。
One day when I saw this verse,
哎呦，我就发觉所有的问题都解决了。
Then I realized all my problems have been resolved.
现在有人来告诉我，为什么我为那个人病祷告主没有医治他？
Now, it's very simple. When I pray for somebody's sickness and God did not heal him.
为什么那个家庭这么多的难处，那么我们祷告了半天也没有解决？
Why is it that there's so many difficulties in that family and we pray so long and the difficulties do not go away?
因为神没有解决难处，因为那个家里面的人的魂还有问题呢。
The Lord did not resolve those difficulties because the souls in that family still have problems.
所以请我们牢记这句话。
So please remember this verse very firmly.
信心的果效，信心的结果是魂的得救。
The salvation of your souls is the outcome or the end result of your faith.
你看彼得有一个很特殊的眼光。
We see that Peter has a very peculiar perspective.
他说啊，在旧约时代中的众先知呢，他们老早就在详细查看这件事情。
We see that Peter said that in verse 10, the prophets from old made careful search and inquiry.
他说论到这个救恩就是这个魂的救恩呢。
With respect to the salvation of the soul.
那么众先知早就在详细查看。
In verse 10, the prophets have already been carefully searching and making inquiries.
你看彼得里面有个透视的眼光。
Peter has this X-ray vision.
他看先知跟别人不一样。
When he looked at prophets, it's different from other people looking at prophets.
他们查看什么呢？
What were they making careful search of?
他们在查看他们心里面基督的灵。
They were seeking the spirit of Christ within them in verse 11.
基督受苦难得荣耀是什么时候？
What was the prediction of the sufferings of Christ and the sufferings of Christ?
因为主耶稣基督的受苦得荣耀跟我们魂的改变有非常大的关系。
Because the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow had a vital link to our salvation of our souls.
这真是一个独特的眼光。
This is truly a peculiar perspective.
我们旧约圣经里面的先知书读来读去都看不见这个东西。
We read the old prophets back and forth. We do not come to the same conclusion.
但是彼得看见。
However, Peter saw that.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
众先知都已经注意这个救恩。
All the prophets have already paid attention to this salvation.
他说现在侍奉的人呢，也报给你们。
And in verse 12, it also says that those who have been preached the gospel to you, they've also announced that to you.
所以在头一个世纪这些使徒们，他们个个都明白这个道理。
So in the first century, all the apostles knew of this, this statement.
更奇妙的是啊。
More wondrously,
他说天使也在查看。
Even angels long to get a clear glimpse in verse 12.
弟兄姊妹，你想今天天使在看什么呢？
Today, what do you think angels are looking at?
我们以为说呢，天使在天上天天看着我们这些人呢。
We see that the angels are in the heavenlies, and then they are looking at men.
有没有做坏事啊？
Are they doing bad things?
有没有说谎啊？
Are they lying?
有没有贪心啊？
Are they greedy?
不不不，彼得告诉我们，天使不看这些。
Not at all. Peter said that the angels did not long to look at those things.
天使看主的救恩在人魂里面所产生的效果。
The angels are looking to see the outcome of God's salvation in man's soul.
主天，那个天使天天看，在你里面，在我里面，那个魂
Every day the angels are checking to see whether God's salvation has made a change in your soul and my soul. Isn't this a wondrous thing? So you see, Peter has a thorough understanding of the salvation of our souls. Why would Peter have such a profound understanding of the salvation of the soul? Earlier I mentioned, Peter was speaking out of his experience. We know that in the New Testament, other than the Lord Jesus, the most description of anybody would be Peter. Why would the New Testament love to record Peter's stories? So we think maybe out of the 12 disciples, God loved, the Lord loved Peter the most. Or maybe Peter was the most important. Therefore, the Bible recorded most of his stories. And also in church history, we see that he's the number one apostle. Why would God put so much description of Peter? From his own words, we now understand. Nothing else. Because Peter had a very peculiar expression of his soul. God needs to use Peter as a great example to illustrate the salvation of his soul. Because the Bible tells us that God was never partial to anyone. Now we realize why there are so many stories of Peter. Because his soul was very vibrant. We know that Peter was zealous. A lot of times he ran ahead of the Lord. And he was very impulsive. And he also think he was too smart for his own good. He would just do it. He became the best example of the salvation of the soul. We all remember Peter's story. One time people came to him and said, does your teacher pay taxes?
结果一摸口袋, 糟糕,
and then Peter said yes, but then he had no money.
所以不好意思,
so he was embarrassed and he talked to the Lord.
主说啊,这个纳丁税是像儿子呢,还像外人呢,
and so the Lord of course foreknew. And he said, is this a tax paid by sons or by other people?
所以主就说, 哎呀, 好了, 不为难,
oh, I won't make your life difficult. Go fish.
你想, 彼得是打鱼的,
you know, Peter was a fisherman. Now he had to fish.
感谢主,
and we thank the Lord that he was obedient.
就说这个渔夫听木匠的话,
so we say that the fisherman is listening to the carpenter.
结果呢, 一钓钓上那个鱼, 口中一块钱,
and so he fished and he got a, caught a fish and there's a coin in the mouth.
解决了彼得,
this resolved the affliction of Peter.
啊, 又是主耶稣在海面上走,
one time Peter, Jesus was walking on water. All the other disciples were scared
主说,
to hell.
主啊,
they said, the Lord, Lord, is that you?
主说,
the Lord said, yes.
那我走来了, 主说,
and Peter said, then I will walk to you. And the Lord said,
哇, 我们知道,
come.
整个人类历史中,
we know that in the entire human history, only Peter walked on water. He was brave. He actually dared to walk. You see that there were many stories of Peter recorded in the four Gospels, and they were all a phenomenon of his soul.
最后，那么他到了这个科西玛丽园。
Finally, in the Garden of Gethsemane,
你看见,
you see that all the other disciples were scared.
只有他最勇敢,
but he was the bravest.
他跟他在筵席上对主说,
so at the feast he said, everybody else will depart from you. I will not depart from you.
他说,
I could die for you.
主还没为他死，他想为主死。
The Lord has not died for him, and Peter wanted to die for Jesus.
主说彼得啊。
The Lord said, Peter.
鸡叫两次，以先你要三次否认我。
Before the crow crows twice, you will deny me three times.
彼得不相信的。
Peter would not believe that.
像我这样勇敢的人，怎么可能呢？对不对？
It is impossible. I'm so brave.
到了科西玛尼院，他真的拔刀啊，别人都不敢他拔刀。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, nobody dared to do this, but he removed his knife from the sheath.
把那个马勒古的耳朵削下来了。
He cut off the ear of the servant.
很有意思，主要怜悯他，主把那个耳朵捡起来给他安上。
God was also merciful to the servant. He put the ear back.To the servant.
彼得真是勇敢，对不对？
You see how brave Peter was.
果然鸡叫两次以前，他三次的否认主。
In reality, he denied the Lord three times before the crow crowed twice.
哎呀，这个故事啊，我每次读啊，都心里面有很大深深的感觉。
Every time I read the story, I have a deep sense in my heart.
主没有说啊。狮子吼叫两次，你三次否认我。
The Lord did not say the lion will roar twice and you would deny me.
只要鸡叫你就不行了。
But it's the crow.
所以弟兄姊妹，你以为我们很勇敢吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you think we're very brave?
你以为我们很了不起吗
？You think that we're somebody?
不需要狮子吼，鸡叫你就完了。
Without the lion roaring, just the crow crows and you are finished.
我们根本不认识自己，对不对？
We do not know ourselves.
彼得完全不认识自己。
Peter totally did not know himself.
现在彼得在这个魂里面呢，好像闹了很多笑话。
So in his soul, he had made very comic scenes.
所以圣经就特别用什么？用彼得来做魂的救恩的一个说明。
So therefore, the Bible used the life of Peter as the illustration of the salvation of his soul.
所以彼得最懂得魂的得救的重要。
So of all people, Peter knew the importance of the salvation of the soul.
他比任何人都懂得。
Better than anybody else.
其实弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要晓得，今天呢，这个魂如果没有得救
，Today if our souls have not been saved，
这是一切难处的根源。
This is the source of all difficulties.
是啊，你家庭难处，为什么难处呢？魂没有得救。
You have difficulties in your family. Why? Because there's no salvation of your souls. There's problems in your soul.
教会的侍奉里面为什么这么多难处呢？
Why are there so many difficulties in church service? Because there's problems in the souls.
一到侍奉里面都是我想怎样，我喜欢怎样，我决定怎样，我感觉怎样，对不对呢？
So every time in church service, we say that I feel this, I desire this, I think that.
怎么会没有难处呢？
How could there not be difficulty?
所以只要我们的魂得救了
Until there is salvation of our souls.
弟兄姊妹们，这一切所有的难处都解决。
All these difficulties would have been resolved.
彼得在这一方面有深刻的经历。
Therefore, Peter has a very deep experience in this manner.
所以在晚年的时候，当各处的圣徒在难处当中的时候
，So in his old age, when the saints are in all kinds of difficulties,
他告诉弟兄姊妹
，He told the brothers,
你们要活在信心里
，Lead a life of faith.
但是请记得，信心的果效是魂的得救。
However, remember, it is the outcome of the faith that leads to the salvation of your soul.
神所以许可这么多的难处临到我们。弟兄姊妹，现在我们要明白，是要叫我们的魂得救。
And God has allowed all these difficulties in our life, and now we understand it is for the salvation of our souls.
我们从前都喜欢一难又难处，都是他的错，他的错，我没错，对不对？是这样的。
Previously, when we were in difficulty, we would say it's his fault, it's her fault. We don't have any fault.
现在难处来了，你懂得了。
Now, when you encounter difficulties, you know.
因为我们知道魂一这个难处一来，我们的魂就被激动了，对不对
？Because we know that any time there's difficulty, our soul gets provoked.
这就是神要拯救我们的魂。
That's when the salvation of the soul is taking place.
所以他在第一章二十二节那里讲说。
Therefore, in verse 22 of chapter 1, Peter says,
圣徒的魂要纯洁。
You need to purify your souls.
我们怎样追求圣洁的生活呢
？How can you lead a holy life？
神是圣洁的。
God is holy. Therefore, you are to be holy. Where does this holiness take place?
It's
holiness in your soul. When your soul becomes unadulterated, you have become sanctified. When your soul is purified, then you can pursue the truth. So Peter reminded us, you have been born again. In verse 23, you're out of a seed that is different. Do not pay attention to the things that are perishable.
他也告诉我们,
he also tells us, in verse 11 in chapter 2, he tells us,
魂就是我们属灵的战场,
the battlefield of this battlefield is taking place in your soul.
哇，今天很多基督徒说我们要打属灵的仗，要勇敢做战士。
And a lot of Christians would say we need to take a spiritual warfare. We have to be brave soldiers.
我问说战场在哪里呢?
So I would ask them, where's the battlefield?
有的人战场就是他的家。Some
people's battlefield is their homes.
有的人战场就是他的教会。
Some people's battlefield is their church.
你说我们要打魔鬼。 不需要。
And then some people want to say, we want to wage wars with Satan. It's not necessary. Please remember, the spiritual battlefield is in your soul. And what is the greatest enemy in your soul? It is the fleshly lusts in verse 11. Fleshly lusts.
主若许可,最后一天我们要讲这个魂的征战。
Lord willing, the last day we will share on spiritual warfare.
请我们记得,
but please remember,
属灵的战场在个人身上是魂。
The soul is where the spiritual battlefield takes place.
感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
主也不是留着我们自己去打。
The Lord did not leave us to fight this battle alone.
25节讲,
therefore, in verse 25 in chapter 2, it says,
他说,主在我们的魂中做我们的牧者。
It says that the Lord is the shepherd of our soul.
他牧养我们。
He is shepherding us.
他也监督我们。
He is our guardian.
这个监督啊, 这原文是overseer意思, 他说,主天天看着我们整个魂里面的情况。
The original word for guardian is overseer. Every day he's looking at us, at our conditions.
你的最宝贵的一句话就是说,主说我知道你,主知道我们每一件事情。
The most precious words in the Bible is that God says, I know you. I know everything about you.
因为知道今天我们还是如羊走迷啊。
Because even today, it's in verse 25, we're straying like sheep.
我们迷失在哪里啊?
Where have we gone astray? We've gone astray in our souls. You know, our souls are a mess.
我们的思想,我们的情感,我们的意志,我们的感觉都是混杂的。
Our thoughts, our will, our mind, they're all adulterated.
所以主就在我们的魂里面牧养我们。
Therefore, the Lord is shepherding us in our souls.
特别啊,
you see, Peter's understanding is so special. A lot of times we say the Lord is a good shepherd.
我们只想到诗篇23篇, 对不对啊?
We only think about Psalm 23.
主带我们在青草地上,和安歇的水边,
the Lord leads us to green pastures and quiet waters and so on and so forth.
彼得说不不不, 今天主怎样牧养,
Peter said, on the contrary, the Lord is shepherding you in your soul. We thank the Lord that He is the shepherd, great shepherd of our souls.
所以你在他的喂养中, 弟兄姊妹,
so in His nurturing, sometimes you would have satisfaction in your souls.
他保护你的魂,
He protects your souls.
并且呢, 他时时刻刻都监督。
In addition, he is overseeing you every single moment.
他来不是定罪。
He is not coming to condemn you. He is coming here to be gracious to you. He is truly a good shepherd.
所以在第4章19节那里,
therefore, in 4:19,
彼得就告诉我们,我们要把我们的魂交托给那什么,信实造物的主。
Therefore, Peter in 4:19 tells us that we need to entrust our souls to a faithful creator.
他是创造的主啊。
He is the God of creator.
因为呢, 他是这个魂的创造者。
Because he created your soul.
所以他最知道了。
So he knows best.
他是那个设计的人。
He's the designer.
他也是那个制造的人。
He's also the manufacturer.
所以你今天如果汽车坏了，你最好找到那个制造的人，那这是我给你修得好好的。
So therefore, if your car breaks down, you take it to the original manufacturer to get a good repair.
感谢主，他是源头。
We thank the Lord that He is the source.
他最知道我们魂中的一切。
He truly knows best what is in our soul.
放心把你的魂交给他。
So be rest assured, offer your souls up to Him.
神最知道我们的魂受苦的目的是什么。
Because God knows the best why our soul is suffering.
神是为着他荣耀的旨意在带领我们。
For God's glorious purpose, He is leading us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
彼得到晚年的时候
Peter in old age,
他对于在主的救恩中这个魂的得救这个部分认识的是这么的透彻。
Peter has such a thorough understanding with respect to the salvation of the souls.
他也知道今天主在每一个弟兄姊妹身上在魂里面需要做拯救的工作。
He also knows that God needs to do this salvation in every one of our souls.
我们都知道在同一个世纪、啊、
We know that in the first century,
彼得是一个神所大用的一个神的仆人。
Peter has been greatly used as a servant of God.
但是彼得到晚年就很清楚一件事情。
However, Peter in his old age was very clear about this one thing.If there were not be a salvation of his soul,
神可以用他，但是不能得着他。
God could use him, but God could not gain him.
请我们记得这句话。
Please remember this word.
你不要羡慕只给神用。
Don't just long for to be used by God.
你要羡慕能更多被主得着。
You need to long for being gained more and more by God.
所以我们的魂如果没有得救，主得着我们的很少。
If there had not been salvation of our souls, the Lord has gained us very little.
这就是为什么今天我们基督徒啊，在生活中我们看见我们给主得着的很少。
That is why in our daily life there were very few Christians who have been gained by the Lord.
彼得知道只有魂蒙拯救了。
Peter knows that until there had been salvation of your souls,
主在今生今世才真正的得着我们呢。
The Lord can truly gain us in this day and age in your life.
所以这样说来，你没有大恩赐，没有大能力也不要紧的。
So it is not a big deal if you don't have great gifts or great power.
你只要注重你的魂得救。
As long as there's salvation of your souls,
你就更多被主得着。
Then you can be gained more and more by the Lord.
将来来到审判台前的时候，
when you come before the judgment seat of the Lord,
你要得着的奖赏比那些大有恩赐的人恐怕得着的更多。
It's more likely that you may gain more reward than the people who had getting great gifts.
因为彼得到后来很清楚，恩赐和能力都是外来的。
Because in his old age, he understands that gifts and power are just external things.
是神加给他的。
It is what the things that are added to Peter by God. It is not something that he originally possessed.
神借着他来用他的。
God was only using him through these things.
对彼得来讲还是身外之物呢。
To Peter, those gifts and power are outside things.
我们都知道在头一个世纪啊。
We all know that in the first century,
没有人的恩赐大过彼得。
Nobody had greater gift than Peter.
也没有人的能力大过彼得。
No person has greater power than Peter.
哇，你看彼得在五旬节以后啊。
You see that after Pentecost, you see what Peter was doing?
起来，一传福音，讲了一篇简单的道。
He stood up and preached the gospel. He preached a very simple sermon.
结果三千人得救啊。
What was the result? 3,000 people believed.
哇，今天我们传福音的人多羡慕啊，对不对？
Today when we preach the gospel, how we long for that result.
好多人祷告，主啊，把彼得的能力加给我，把彼得恩赐加给我。
A lot of times we pray, add that power that Peter had on us.
你如果传次福音有30个人得救啊，你恐怕回家都睡不着觉了，不得了。
If you preach the gospel and you have 30 people who believe, maybe you're so happy you can't even fall asleep that night.
3,000 人得救。
3,000 people were saved.
这是什么恩赐啊？
What kind of gift that was?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你懂得吗？
Do you understand this?
神在试验彼得。
God was testing Peter.
因为什么呢？因为彼得经过最大的失败之后呢，彼得的魂里面有改变，神要试验他。
Because Peter had gone through the greatest failure and there has been changes in his soul and God needed to test it.
神就给他最大的 福音恩赐。
So God gave him the greatest gift of gospel.
感谢主，彼得一传福音，三千人得救。
We thank the Lord. Whenever Peter preached the gospel, 3,000 people were saved.
彼得没有骄傲。
But Peter was not proud.
如果是我们，老早忘记自己是谁了。
If it were us, we totally forgot who we are.
感谢主，彼得很谦卑。
But we thank the Lord, Peter was very humble.
彼得神看不错啊。
So God says, not bad.
再试你一次。
I'll test you again.
这次再一站起来，不得了，五千人得救。
This time Peter stood up to preach the gospel, 5,000 people were saved.
你知道吗？这五千是男丁啊。
You know, these 5,000 people were men.
所以有人讲那次福音就恐怕上万人得救。
So some people say that at that gospel meeting, maybe tens of thousands of people were saved.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
彼得也没有骄傲。
Peter was not proud.
因为什么？
Why?
彼得的魂被对付了。
Because Peter's soul had been dealt with.
所以你要感谢主啊。
Therefore, you have to thank the Lord.
主今天没有把这么大的恩赐给我们。
The Lord had not given us such great gifts today.
我们的魂还没得救呢。
Because there had not been salvation of our souls.
主知道把这个恩赐一加在你身上你就完了。
The Lord knows that if he had added that gift to you, you would be finished.
所以一个人的魂被对付多少，在主的手中才能被主用多少。
So however much there has been dealings in your soul, however much the Lord could use you.
所以你不要看见彼得外面工作的果效，你要看见彼得魂的改变。
So do not just pay attention to the outside outcome of his works, but think about the changes in his soul.
你看他跟约翰两个人到了美门口。
And he and John were at the entrance.
生来瘸腿的人在那里。
There were people who were crippled.
他指望周济，对吧？
The crippled person just wanted tithing.
彼得说金和银我都没有。
Peter said, gold or silver I have none.
我奉拿撒勒耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
By the name of the Jesus the Nazareth, stand up and walk.
哇，这个人就起来蹦着跳着这个赞美神。
This person rose up and jumping and praising God.
我看今天如果有人有这个恩赐的话，不仅那个人跳着，后面跟着也跳着，对吧？那我们跳着感谢赞美主，对不对？
So if this had happened to us, not only would the cripple be jumping and shouting and praising God, we would be jumping up and shouting and praising God too.
No, 彼得一点都没有惊异。
Peter was not marveled by.
旁边的人一大就觉得哇。惊异的不得了。
Other people around him were greatly surprised.
彼得看着说：“你们为什么稀奇啊？为什么稀奇啊
？”Peter was like, "Why do you marvel at this?"
你问我有这个能力吗
？You think this power came from me?
不是
，No.
是那位从死里复活的耶稣基督。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ who arose from the dead.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
彼得的魂得救。
There has been salvation of Peter's soul.
今天神不是不要用我们。
Today it is not that God doesn't want to use us.
看看我们这个魂呢，都不能用。
God looks at our souls and He decided He can't use us, including me.
我感谢主，我年轻时候也希望主给我大恩赐。
When I was young, I also hoped that God could give me great gifts.
主到今天没给我是主的怜悯。
The fact that God has not given us me great gifts is His mercy.
我想如果我一有这个恩赐啊，你们恐怕就不认识我了。
If God were to have given me this great gift, you would recognize me.
这个能力越来越大。
And then later on, God gave Peter greater and greater power.
到了第九章的时候啊。
And until Acts chapter 9.
哎呀，这个彼得啊，走过哪里，影子照着什么人，什么人病就好了。
Wherever Peter walked, when his shadow was upon anyone, the person's illness was healed.
啊，你羡慕不羡慕啊？
Do you long for this?
我们有时候一个人生病，我们苦苦的祷告啊，几天几夜不睡觉，进食祷告，他也没好。
Sometimes when someone around us is sick and we fast and pray for day and night and the illness is not healed.
啊，彼得说不用这么麻烦。
Peter says, "Don't bother."
让我的影子照他一下就好。
I will just shine my shadow on you, and you'll be healed.
彼得不会这样做了啊。
Of course, Peter won't do this.
弟兄姊妹，你看是什么样的能力啊？
But what kind of power, brothers and sisters?
但这个能力没有把彼得毁坏。
But this power did not destroy Peter.
为什么？
Why?
彼得的魂得救。
Because there has been salvation in Peter's soul.
难怪你看在教会历史上。
No wonder in church history.
很多人自以为从神那里得到很多能力的人，过不到多久就统统毁坏。
Some people thought that they had great powers from God, and in no time they were destroyed.
哎呀。
Peter could not only get people's illnesses healed,
后来叫多加死了,
even he could raise people from the dead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在同一个世纪,
in the first century,
没有人的恩赐和能力大过彼得,
no one had greater gift or power than Peter.
但是你看见在彼得以后的侍奉里面,
However, in his later ministries, he never mentioned those things. He never mentioned that in his letters. In
1
Peter, he only told us the salvation of your souls is more important than any of those things.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们今生今世在地上属灵的生活,
in our spiritual life in this day and age,
魂的得救是个关键,
The salvation of our souls is a pivotal point. God allow all these other outward experiences is precisely for the salvation of our souls. This is such a precious thing. So please remember,
得救之后,
after you've been saved, lead a life of faith.
而信心生活,
you lead a life of faith. What is the outcome? It is the salvation of our souls. We thank the Lord. Peter in his old age, he exhorted the people of God with his abundant examples from his own life. Today we're all in this process. May the word of God become this bright light and lead us in the spiritual path ahead. Let's bow our heads for a further word of prayer. Lord, our hearts are full of gratitude.
你借着使徒彼得,
through the Apostle Peter,
把这么重要的信息告诉我们,
you've granted us this vital messages.
你的话点明你的救恩,
your word illustrate your salvation.
告诉我们,
you told us that not only do you want to save our entire being,
今天在地上,
today on this earth,
你的救恩最重要的,
most important of all, your salvation is to change our souls. You want to save us.
但愿,
we desire that the remaining days of our life on earth, we can understand this truth. In the days ensuing, we will learn not to kick against the goad. We learn to bow down before your mighty hands in our daily circumstances. We allow you to use all the outward circumstances and conditions to change our souls, and that you would accomplish salvation of our souls.
主啊,
Lord, grant us faith in this matter so that we can have more changes. We thank you for the words that you've given us. We also entreat you to keep these words in our daily lives. We thank you that you've granted your presence this morning. We give you the gratitude from our deepest part to you. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.